And some of us, and because of that stuff had been out there, many people, even sitting here, is hesitant to yield to that. Because I once was. How did I do it? I had to make a decision. I don't care what my mind says. I don't care how I feel. I don't care what other people says. It's in the word. I'm going to do it. Same way with soul winning. Same way, come on. Same way with soul winning. Most people don't do it, and I'm getting better at it myself. Don't do it, hadn't done it like I should, but because what people think, what they say, and all that kind of stuff. But Jesus never told, you can't find one scripture in the Bible where Jesus said, pray for people to get saved. It just ain't in there. I done checked it out. It's not even in there. And we're praying for people to get saved. He prayed, send labels, go get them. You can find those scriptures. You want me to show it to you? I pray you, Lord of the harvest, he will send forth labels into the harvest. That's what it said. Now, since I'm on that, will y'all tell me this? I know for myself and my wife, we both were raised on a farm, and we know what cotton is. Some of you young people don't have a clue. And you might know what soybean, you might know something about, I doubt it. Corn and all that stuff, you pass it on the road. Some you never see it because you're in that pad. But most of us know what it is to farm. You understand that much. And we raise a garden, stuff, all that kind of stuff. But you know, all of the years that I farmed, all of the years I raised a garden, and I had some good garden. Listen, so you don't miss what I'm fit to say. I have never had one of those seeds that matured in the field to come get in my freezer. Not a single one. Everyone got in there, I had to go get it. But we sit here and we wait for people to come while we do nothing. But the Lord said, you go get them. And then you get them here, and this is what we have to be certain of and absolute confidence. That we're not bringing them into a place where it's a den of thieves and robbers. If I stand up here and preach something that God didn't say, I'm robbing you. I'm robbing you of when God wants you healed today, when God wants you living good, when God wants you to prosper, when God wants you to be successful, when God wants you walking in peace. When God wants you victorious over every circumstance. God wants you full of joy. And if I'm going to preach something beside that, I'm robbing you. Amen. I'm going to teach you something that's going to put money in my pocket and take money out of your pocket. I'm robbing you. I'm cheating you. I am cheating you. And it's just not right. So listen up. Verse 18 said the chief priests and the scribes heard. Now notice what the one that heard him teach. And the chief priests and the scribes heard of this and kept seeking some way to destroy him. You know, you start telling the truth and the light will show up what's in the dark. You'll try your best to get that light out. He said, destroy him, for they feared him because the entire multitude was struck with astonishment at his teaching. Because see, they never heard nobody tell the truth like that. They were used to getting deceived and lied to and cheated and all that kind of stuff. And now the light has really come on. And they was astonished. And let me get to my point. And when evening came on, he said, he and his disciples, as customs went out of the city in the morning when they were passing along, they noticed that the fig tree was withered completely away to its roots. Peter remembered and said to him, "Master, look, the fig tree which you doom hath withered away." Here we go. Jesus replied, "Have faith in God." Now, that is kind of blinding and not clear, but I'm going to do my best to say it like he said it from the Greek. I'm going to do my best. All right? Jesus said, "You have faith like that." All right? What was he saying? Peter said, now let's listen to what Peter said. Peter said, "What? Whoa, look, Lord. The tree is dried up from what? The root." He said, "You have faith like that." Now you have faith like that. You're going to get it in a minute. Now you have faith like that. Now notice when he said, "You have faith like that." Look at verse 23. "That whosoever." "That whosoever they have faith like that will do this. That whosoever will say to this mountain, move yourself. Be thou removed," what? "And be cast into the sea. And shall not doubt in his or her heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Look, master, the tree is withered away and dried up from the fruit, from the roots. You have faith like that." "For by grace are you saved through faith. And that's not of yourselves, it's a what? Gift of God. All the word, God gave you his faith." He really didn't say have faith in God. He said have faith like God.